Our guest at the cafe this morning is Hunt County AgriLife Extension Agent Sarah Latham. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we're all getting ready for Christmas and the other holidays, huh?
Yes, yes. You know, lots of things come along with the holidays. You get to see, you enjoy all of your friends and family, but also a lot of other things that come along.
Well, you gave me an article here. This is from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, so they know what they're talking about. They
yes.
they kind of study this stuff, and
yes.
the article is 12 Ways to Have a Healthy Holiday Season. Now, most of these things are things you probably heard before, but reminders are not necessarily a bad thing.
Correct, and that's kind of when I was looking through this, I was like, that's what I thought when I picked this topic for today, because, you know, it's things we all already know, and most of the time probably do, but it never hurts to have a reminder and just kind of a refresher on things that can help keep you healthy through
mm-hmm.
the holidays.
And it does seem like a lot of people do get sick during
yes. that. Well, you know, like I think about my grandmother often. She's in her 90s, and so when we all get together, she's being exposed to germs that she's normally not exposed to, and vice versa. Children are being exposed to things. And so it's, you know, it's something to keep your eyes aware of. You know, make sure you're washing your hands often, especially during the holidays when you're, you know, you're out, you're seeing people that you haven't seen in a while, and you're just being exposed to things that you're not used to being around.
That's a great point, that you're coming in contact with people that maybe you don't come in contact with very often. But you're also right, the number one thing listed in this article is wash your hands often.
Yes. And you know, they go back and forth on how often you should wash your hands as far as making, you know, certain times it gets rid of so many good bacteria that you have. But I think during the holiday season, it's pretty safe to go ahead and wash them as often as you think of it, because you really are being exposed to so much new things.
Mm. Good bacteria on your hands.
You know,
I haven't heard of that before. And I mean, you're more knowledgeable about this than I am. But I hear sometimes good bacteria on the inside mm-hmm. of you, but not so much on the hands. But washing hands often, obviously dressing dry and warm, and a reminder there that maybe sometimes we forget about is layers, dressing
yes.
layers.
Well, and you know, right now it's some of the temperatures are kind of going back and forth, and so
yeah.
it's hard to get really into that cold weather season. But as the temperatures do start to drop, it's important to make sure that you're keeping your core body temperature warm and you don't get too cold, and especially for elderly individuals and for young infants. It's really important to make sure that they are staying warm.
Mm-hmm. And the layers, the great thing about that is if you need to take some of it off, then you can do that.
Right. That's
yeah.
true. You know, I was thinking about today, I'm in layers.
Yep.
I'm kind of wishing I weren't. I wish I could take some of these off before I come in and do things.
Well, you could. That's a very nice red check vest, but you could take that off and maybe be not quite so warm.
Because it was cooler this morning.
Right, right. Managing stress. And there's several suggestions
you know,
there.
The holidays are really stressful, and they
yep.
really are. And so just being aware that things are not going to be the same and kind of finding what works best for you as far as handling it, that's a really good thing to think about before you get into the holidays, because they are stressful. And even though we love seeing all of our friends and families, that does come with an additional stressor that we're not used to throughout the regular year.
Mm-hmm. And one thing that is mentioned there within managed stress is connect socially. And for some people, it's not so much that you're seeing family, but you don't have the connections.
Right, and that's
so.
The other side of it also. And so there's, it's kind of, you know, it's hard to look at sometimes, and you don't think of during the holidays as people being alone, but that does,
mm-hmm.
you know, making sure that you have those core connections, whether it be with a faith-based group or with a club that or in your community that you're associated with, make sure that you do reach out and do have that fellowship, because during the holidays, sometimes we yearn for that.
We're talking with Sarah Latham, Hunt County AgriLife Extension Agent, and, you know, we are constantly on KETR and on this program talking about events that are taking place in the community and places where people are getting together, and just so there are events going on that put you in connection with other people.
Yes, and throughout the holidays, Hunt County really has, we have lots of parades going on, there's
yep.
lots of downtown festivals in all the towns throughout the county, so there's lots to do.
We're going to run out of time, not going to get to all of these. Get exams and screenings and get your vaccinations, so make sure all your medical things are in order.
Right, stay in contact with your doctor. You know, it never hurts to have a good relationship with your doctor and stay up to date on things that they want you to get done. And these 12 tips are actually, you can go to the CDC website and they'll sing it to you to the 12 days of Christmas. And I'll spare you that. I won't do that for you.
But it's actually put to music. Well, that's we might have to share a little bit of that. Prepare food safely, and this is something that your predecessor, Mary Sue Cole, was always very big
yes.
on.
Yes, and if you have any questions on food safety, we have lots of good publications from our office that we can get to you. If you have any questions about proper food safety or food handling, we'll be happy to answer those. You can get with us. You can either give us a call at the office or swing mm-hmm. by or email me, and I'll be happy to help you out.
I think Mary Sue's rule of thumb was after 3 days in the refrigerator, Get rid of it.
Out. Yep. And in holidays food, you know, a lot of people want to save it and eat on it for a while. Right. So that may not always be the best bet.
I found myself taking a bite of something the other day, and as soon as I did it, I regret it. You know, but I survived it, but I did regret it.
Well, and if you've ever had a food-related illness, you're very aware of not doing that again.
Sarah, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you.
Sarah Latham, Hutt County AgriLife Extension Agent, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.